This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Thousands attended the 30th Boulder Jewish Festival on the Pearl Street Mall Sunday. The huge turnout was in response to last week's attack on the Run for Their Lives march. Rabbi Hillel Goldberg says the event showed how the Jewish community is standing together after last week's events.
You look here, you'll see a whole bunch of other kind of Jews here also. We're all one people. And when our people are threatened, we show up.
Organizers of Boulder's Run for Their Lives say they will continue to march weekly to advocate for the release of hostages taken by Hamas. In Colorado's prisons, breaking a rule could mean losing the ability to talk with visitors. CPR's Elaine Tassie explains how a new law would change that.
If any of Colorado's 32,000-plus prisoners broke a rule in the past, the prison could take away the inmates' rights to have visitors, sometimes permanently for repeated drug violations. But now, the new law introduced by State Representatives Regina English and Jennifer Bacon establishes visitation as a right. Prison administrators will no longer be allowed to restrict social visitation beyond what's necessary for keeping prisons safe. Prison rights advocates and even the Department of Corrections favored the new law. Republicans mainly voted against it. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
Manitou Springs is a small city just a few miles west of Colorado Springs, and it wants to stay competitive against its bigger neighbor. Starting today, the sales tax on marijuana purchased in Manitou Springs drops from 10% to 5%. That's after a unanimous vote from City Council. It came in response to voters in Colorado Springs recently legalizing their own recreational marijuana sales. Council members in Manitou say they want to support local business, in this case, the city's two marijuana stores. This is CPR.